Drawing Near to God, a 40-day quiet time series. 2,600 years ago, Israel was not in the place it wanted to be. These were dark days, the days of exile, of captivity. They didn't want to be there, and although the Lord was there for His people, it's certainly true that better days lay ahead. The passage I'm about to read speaks of the vitality of a spiritual person, one who will devote himself to the Lord, because when one person does this, it affects many others. When you and I decide to draw near to the Lord, it helps all of us to live as God's people. Jeremiah 30, 21 and 22. Their leader will be one of their own. Their ruler will arise from among them. I will bring him near, and he will come close to me. For who is he who will devote himself to be close to me, declares the Lord. So you will be my people, and I will be your God. And with that thought and prayer in mind, I've designed this series to catapult us into a new season, into a vital and alive spiritual walk with God. The idea is simple. We tend to get dry. We run out of ideas. Or we have a plan, which may not be realistic. It asks for too much, or it may be too little. Sometimes we all need a little bit of direction. If we can offer you 40 days of lessons, you'll listen to them. Each will come with notes. And these are meant to transform our lives, not just to give us head knowledge. Then we can more easily draw near to the Lord and be conscious of His presence throughout the day. There are so many reasons to spend daily time in God's Word. I'd like to share some of the virtues of daily time in the Word. I thought of 10 reasons off the top of my head. It helps us to begin the day in a less pressurized, hectic manner. We think more spiritual thoughts, and so we're better able to handle the tough things that come our way. We're less reactionary. It makes us stronger spiritually. We can fight temptation with Scripture. It affords a better grasp of the big story of the Bible. We have more to share with seekers or in counseling brothers and sisters. If we lead group discussions or do classes or sermons, it gives us more ideas there too. Our ability to profit from deeper Christian books is enhanced considerably. As we start the day with the Lord, we have a clearer conscience and a greater sensitivity to the leading of the Spirit. And even though these things are true, most Christians fail to be consistent in their personal devotions. And in many churches, they don't seem to expect their members to even understand the big picture of the Bible. What a loss! These are not intended to be harsh words. That observation comes from my fellowship in hundreds of cities, hundreds of churches, where I can say fairly confidently, though sadly, most members have never even read the entire Bible and would be quite hard-pressed to tell the story of Scripture. Well, I hope that we'll all make decisions, and maybe it's simply a decision to get back to a daily quiet time, or perhaps you need to make a decision to go deeper than ever. This series is designed to thrust us into a new season. 60% of it is fresh material. Others are lessons I've recorded recently, but in the past. Now, whether for you it's all fresh or just a refresher, I believe there's a lot to learn. The plan is four-part. First, drawing close to God through the Psalms. Psalms, the 19th book of the Bible, is the longest, or at least it looks that way, and it's the most quoted in the New Testament. In the year 2012, this was my special project. I had read the Psalms and prayed them more than 50 times before I made this my special project. But then last year, I thought, and this was from an encouragement of a friend of mine, who spends a lot of time in the Psalms. I thought, yes, let me read and pray through the Psalms weekly. So I spent 50 more times going through all the Psalms in the year 2012. There's so much there. I feel like I know God's word so much better now. You know, the Psalms function as a sort of prayer book and hymn book. And it's been that kind of a book for Christians throughout the ages. There's so much to learn. We'll only scratch the surface, but I'm hoping some of the things that have motivated me, things that I've seen, will touch your heart too. In the second part of our series, the next 10 lessons are drawing near to God through the law. Now, for some, there's a negative association. Who could possibly live up to the law? Didn't the law drive us away from God? Wasn't the law just written on stone, not tablets of the heart, and isn't it defective? Well, the New Testament never speaks of the law as defective in that way. If you read Hebrews 8, the problem was in the people. It was that we didn't keep the law. The law was actually good. It was holy. Even the Apostle Paul. Some people think that he repudiated the law. It's just not true. He speaks highly of it, for example, in Romans. So the law, it's true, showed our inability to live apart from God, but it also attracts us to God. It reveals God's holiness, giving practicals for living out a relationship with God. And since the nucleus of the law is the Decalogue, or the Ten Commandments, that's where we're going to focus, one day for each commandment. Now you may say, yes, but that's the law for the Jews. Well, you're right. It's not the law for us, but it's still the Word of God for us. It's not the law of God, but it's the Word of God for us. It's in our Bible, and we profit greatly by studying it. And my hope is that regardless of your age as a Christian, or perhaps you're just a seeker listening to these studies, that you'll learn new things about each of those commandments, things you never thought of before. And you'll see that they are deceptively simple. They're far deeper than we may have realized. In the third part, we're going to see what this looks like, the law, in the spiritual disciplines. So, part one, the Psalms, part two, the law, part three, the spiritual disciplines, things like prayer and fasting, holiness, taking up the cross, even a new lesson on modesty. There'll be five guest speakers you'll be able to hear, not just me, and drawing near to God through the spiritual disciplines is meant to give us a challenge and some conviction as we move into the final part, men and women close to the Lord. And this shows us what it looks like when followers of God have internalized His Word in their hearts and are trying to live it out. We'll be looking at a number of men and four women. If you've been a member for a while and you're completely up to date with the podcast, the majority of these characters will be familiar to you. The lesson will serve as a refresher. The new lessons will come towards the end of the series, but it's going to be exciting. And please let me remind you again, each lesson has notes. So even if you're listening to it on the go, for example, while you're exercising or you're driving to work, please take time ahead of time or after to review the notes. Once the series is over, you may be wondering what next. And so I'll be giving suggestions for another 40 days so that you can keep your momentum. My prayer is that the Lord will use this series to bring about revival in His people. Now, I realize that we are in multiple time zones. When possible, I'll try to have the next lesson posted at the start of the day for those of you living in Australia and New Zealand. But no promise, I'm in the Eastern time zone, usually, of the United States. Okay, so that's the plan. Thank you for your interest. May this be a profit to you and all you affect through your life.